Mix 106.5.
Happy Friday! We made it. We made it. Whatever you went through this week, you finally made it to your Friday, which means if you needed an excuse to go treat yourself, treat yourself. Charlotte and I have already been planning since yesterday our Dunkin' treat that we're getting today. We've been talking about it since yesterday.
You already know it's Dunkin' Friday.
Okay, yeah. So as far as our adventure, so Kramer kind of got a head start to his vacation. The whole show, as a group, will be on vacay for a couple of days next week, but we will be back next Friday. It's also my birthday next Friday, so
it's
we can celebrate it
perfect
with you. Okay, before we hopped on, Charlotte, please say what you said before we got on the air.
Okay, so like on the thing where I like upload our podcast, I can see like a bit of the data of like who has listened to the podcast for the past month.
Which is crazy. I didn't know you could see where the listeners are actually living who listened to the show. I didn't know that.
But I can't see much more detailed than that. So like if you want to know more, just know I can't tell you.
You just know the state, right?
Yeah. So I was saying... Man, we really got to get our listenership up in South Dakota. We've only got one listener there in the past 30 days. But then I was saying, wait, there's a state where nobody listens to us.
So wait, there's only one state in the entire country?
In the entire U.S.
That does not listen to the show?
Yes.
What?
And so I was like, what state is south of Montana? So I looked it up, and it's Wyoming.
Dang.
So if anyone...
Why Wyoming?
So like, if anybody has friends or relatives in Wyoming, you gotta put them on to us because like we need U.S. domination of Kramer and Jess.
Dude, I actually didn't even know that you could see that. That's kind of crazy.
You gotta come look later. It's kind of cool.
No, I'm definitely gonna look at that. But I mean, even though there's one state, I still feel really good about that. That's kind of awesome,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you should. And shout out California be listening to us.
In addition, obviously, to Maryland.
See, the thing is, I can't zoom in and like all the East Coast states, like...
Oh, that's like all, but like, it's all lit up though?
Yes.
Period.
It's so lit up that I can't really tell as detailed, but yeah, I can tell you guys show up for us here.
Wait, that's so much fun.
It's really cool, honestly.
Well, it's your Friday. We have a very, very fun show planned for you. Our last show of Girls Week before we head out on vacation. So if this is the last time we get to chat, we just want to say thank you so much for having the best time with us. And I mean,
it's been a magical Girls Week. And can I share something with you I just realized?
Yes.
Today is Break the Glass Ceiling Day.
Period.
Which is so appropriate for our final day of Girls Week.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
It is Preakness Weekend. Happy Ladies Day out, Baltimore. Today marks the 102nd running of the Black Eyed Susan Stakes. So get ready for all those picks of floral dresses and extravagant hats to take over our feeds. And the 151st running of the Preakness Stakes is going to be held this Saturday, May 16th at Laurel Park in Maryland due to a major renovation project that's actually going down at Pimlico right now, which means things are going to look a little different. So here is what you can expect. Due to the change in venue, there is actually very limited capacity, so fewer fans are going to actually be able to be at the events. We're talking Laurel Park is about 5,000 compared to the 140,000 people that can fit at Pimlico.
Oh, that's a massive difference.
No, massive difference. So if you don't have tickets because it's crazy expensive, or if you're just not trying to deal with the traffic, there are a ton of different ways that you can celebrate. Another one we found is Afro Preak at Power Plant Live. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on Saturday from 2 to 10. It celebrates the Black community within Preakness horse racing. They're going to have like themed experiences, a ton of different lounges, live DJs. They're going to have really good food there. And then, of course, large-scale screens throughout the venue so you can kind of actually watch the races. That's just one that I found, but there are a ton. So don't feel like, hey, oh, what the heck? The tickets were sold out. I can't celebrate. There is a ton of stuff going on for you to partake.
Number two.
How about a free Slurpee for your Friday? Hello. 7-Eleven is kicking off the countdown to free Slurpee Day with a new Slurpee drink happy hour, giving rewards members $1 Slurpees every single day from 3 to 6 p.m. So just make sure to sign up if you haven't already. And then today, and also every single day from 3 to 6, you can get a free Slurpee. So the promo runs through August 25th, and Big Gulp fans can also grab 59-cent drinks through June 23rd. Yo, when was the last time you had a Slurpee?
actually really often because my corner store has a really good selection. So I get a cotton candy one there and it keeps me going, honestly.
I love that. When was the last time you did? Well, that's the reason why I asked you, because I'm like, I couldn't even tell you the last time I did. But
you need to fix that immediately.
I do, because I think it's just because there isn't one near me. That's if there was one down the street, I definitely would. But you know what? I need a Slurpee.
Especially if it's $1.
No excuses. I think I need to do that.
Number one.
Cardi B has addressed getting caught on camera in a heated argument with Stefon Diggs, and it turns out she was just hangry. Hey, girl, I feel you. She posted on social media and joked, y'all ain't never cussed your baby dad out when you were hungry. Hello. So it sounds like she was surprised by the reactions online to her fight. Also joking, sometimes I forget I'm a celebrity. So this all comes in the wake of Cardi. Did you say me?
That would be me if I was famous. Like, that would literally be me. I'd be like, sorry.
So this all comes in the wake of Cardi B and Diggs breaking up and then maybe getting back together. No one really knows if they're back together or not after the couple obviously dealt with some trust issues. But here's the thing. I don't know if you guys know this, but all reports say the incident took place outside of a coffee shop here in Maryland.
Wait. Where?
Exactly.
Wait, that's so tea.
I know. So if you guys saw Cardi B and Stefon Diggs at a coffee shop somewhere within the state, like, they call us. I want
to
know what happened.
I need to watch this video, figure out where it is.
I couldn't see the name of the business or anything, but apparently it happened.
Drew on this.
Yeah, apparently it happened in Maryland. Also, by the way, like, she's pregnant. Like, you know, wait, is she pregnant right now? Wait, no, she's not. She's on tour. But whatever. She was hangry. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Valid.
I think it's fine. Like, there have been times where Garage Boy and I have been out eating and, like, we're talking about something and I know that I can remember this, like, one incident specifically where I was talking about, like, some family stuff and I'm, like, crying.
Yeah.
And I don't know maybe they thought, like, we were fighting, but I genuinely was, like, talking about something else because I will cry wherever I am. I really don't care.
Of course.
So, you know, stuff happens. And if she was hangry, I've also cried when I'm hungry too. And we weren't even fighting. I was just hungry.
I think she's valid.
Yeah. So like, girl, I get it. This is Jess and that's your top three. Okay. This is an emergency. All right. Because I am terrified. I think my selfies are officially ruined for the rest of time. If you do the peace sign or bunny ears hand gestures in a selfie, your fingerprints could apparently be stolen.
I'm so stressed. That's like my go-to. Like, even as you were saying the peace sign, I wanted to like throw it up. Oh wait, it's safe if I do it this way.
Exactly.
If I turn it backwards.
Yes. If you turn it,
it doesn't hit the same though.
It's not the same.
I'm doing it under the table so no one can steal it.
And I don't know what to do because doing the peace sign, this is me. This is who I am.
Yeah.
This is like peak millennial. I can't let this go. But apparently, this is like a legitimate issue that we need to be aware of. According to a new report, cell phones are able to capture such high resolution images now that it's literally possible for your fingerprints to be extracted from them if you make a peace sign hand gesture in selfies where your fingers are pointing outward. If they're pointing towards your chest, you're safe. Before anyone gets too paranoid, like myself, here are three things that they want us to be aware of that might help us feel better, okay? So this would take a significant amount of like advanced AI software for someone to actually capture your fingerprints. So there's that. However, it's a legitimate conversation to have because we are getting to that point. The AI is getting that crazy.
That's scary.
I know. Number two, this is mostly for close-up selfies with your fingers in the forefront. But, but all selfies are close-up. It's a selfie.
Yeah.
So whatever. Skip that one. That doesn't make me feel better at all. this last point that they're trying to say to make us feel better about the possibility of our fingerprints being stolen when we take selfies if we throw up a peace sign. They're saying, even with all the tools and software at their disposal, identity thieves would probably need multiple images to be able to reconstruct your prints. And those would also need to have really good lighting and focus. So if you want to be extra careful, obviously, like you said, Charlotte, earlier, like if you turn your fingers towards your chest, but like no one does that.
Yeah.
It's giving,
or hope
this
it's
is
a little
like
blurry.
It's giving like old school. Okay, but wait a second. If we can't do the peace sign, then what are we supposed to do with our hands in a photo?
Okay, we could do like rock. Wait, is that I love you or rock on?
Maybe it can be three fingers? Either or, but because this, the rock on with the three fingers up, this actually feels better with the fingers pointed towards you. So okay,
so we can do rock on
an alternate rock on. one.
We can do
heart.
Oh, like the Gen Z
heart. The Gen Z heart, because your fingers are pointed down and towards your chest to replace the peace sign so scammers don't steal your fingerprints. Maybe. Okay.
We just need our peace signs back.
We could also do regular heart. You can't really see your thumbs them. Oh, well, you can kind of see your thumbs if you do the regular.
You know
heart.
What I think the solution is? We all just have to like act like criminals and like burn off our fingerprints.
What are you?
I think that's the easiest solution.
That is a crazy thing to say. Has an ex ever ruined something you used to love? Because breakups don't just leave you with emotional baggage. They can also ruin some of your favorite things. And honestly, that kind of makes me more angry, because it's one thing, fine, be a piece of trash and get out of my life, but don't you dare take away my comfort show from
me. No, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the most diabolical thing you could do.
It cuts deeper. It cuts deeper than the breakup itself,
it's
honestly.
It's a greater loss.
It is a greater loss. And
than any man.
A greater loss than any man. And this actually happened to Charlotte, and it shocked me when you told me this, because I can't believe you went this long without this favorite thing in your life.
Yeah. So I have been obsessed with the musical Phantom of the Opera since I was in the eighth grade. I know every single word by heart. I know all about all the different productions around the world. Like, yeah. I can tell you all the lore about how Andrew Lloyd Webber, who wrote it, was in love with the real Christine. Like, there is tea, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I lived in Philadelphia, my best friend and I, we realized that we both loved Phantom of the Opera, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I was in love with my best friend, and I was very open about it. Like, I'm a communicative girly, okay?
Yeah.
So this man would lead me on so hard. He would like not date me, but he would get mad when other people flirted with me. Like, it was very toxic, okay?
Yeah, he was definitely using you for attention.
Yes, I said verbatim to this man, I was like, if you want me to get over this crush, I need you to stop quoting Phantom of the Opera to me, right?
Ew, so wait. So he knew that this is one of your favorite musicals of all time.
Yes.
He's quoting your favorite musical, trying to further his connection with you and make you fall in love with him, even though he's claiming he's not romantically wanting to be with you.
Yes. At one point, he even got up on my car while I was, like, parked in the street. And he, like, starts singing Phantom of the Opera from on top of my car, okay? And
what
then
a piece
and
of trash.
Then my house was like having a show, and his band comes, and this man comes dressed as the Phantom of the Opera.
What a freak!
Are you serious? Okay, so
Wait, it's just messed up, because he's like, I'm trying to bring your fantasy to life, but like, you can't fall in love with me. I'm just gonna tease you because I'm obsessed with getting attention from you. Like, are you kidding me?
It's so annoying. Okay, so it took me years. Like, for years, I couldn't listen to Phantom of the Opera. Like, it just, it hurt, right?
Okay, wait, so obviously you guys never were together, were you, right? But you're talking about, obviously you were into him, and he clearly was into you. He was just playing you.
Yeah, it was really weird.
And he was being terrible. But you went through this, like, really messy romantic / friendship breakup. So after that happens, you literally cut yourself off from Phantom of the Opera.
I left the state and moved out of his house.
You're like, the reason why I have a job here now is because I literally left
like,
packing.
I'm not even joking. Like, that's why I am back in there. Like, basically, half the reason. But good news for everyone. I saw the new Phantom of the Opera immersive production on Broadway. So
Yay!
We reclaimed it.
Wait, was that the first time you allowed yourself to, like, hear it again?
Or when were you able? I did see the touring production a few months before that. So that was the first time.
But wait, so how long? So in total, how long was it until you were able to patch up your own breakup and your own separation?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
No Phantom of the Opera?
I know. So thank God that the Phantom of the Opera is once again there inside my mind.
Okay, well, literally good morning to every single person except that man. But this is what we're talking about. Like, what is that thing that your ex ruined because of the breakup? And it's something that you loved. So what did your ex ruin for you? Was it your favorite musical? Was it your favorite food? Your song? Could be a street. I don't know. It could literally be anything. What did your ex ruin for you? I have one for me.
What is it?
It was literally anyone playing the acoustic guitar.
No, that's so, like, bro. rot.
Like, literally, because you know, you remember that scene in Barbie where like all the Kens.
I was about to ask about that
and they
scene.
Start singing like Matchbox 20.
Yes.
So that was literally my ex-boyfriend. And that was like Matchbox 20. It was like Dave Matthews Band. It was just like any chance he could get to like sing with a guitar with his shirt off, like around a fire.
Why
or like
is it always at both?
Any at like any point. And I love acoustic guitar.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like
vibes.
I couldn't listen to John Mayer for the longest time. And like In Your Atmosphere is like one of my favorite songs of all time, and like the fact that I had to give that up, and it was triggering. Like anytime I went anywhere and I would see a man pull out an acoustic guitar, I would fill with rage. And it took a long time, like, for me to be able to appreciate that art again. And that was just something I had to heal on my own. So join the conversation. What is that one thing your ex ruined for you? Shar, who is on one?
This is Rachel and Fed Hill on one.
Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what is that one thing your ex ruined for you?
All right, so the thing that my ex ruined for me was my number one baby name for my future child.
You're lying to
That's
me right now.
Horrible.
Wait, I'm pissed.
Absolutely not lying. This is a sinister person. So my number one baby name from the time I was a teenage girl was after my grandfather, my mom's dad, who I never got to meet. I heard all the stories about what a great person he was. He made everybody laugh. Even, you know, my parents were divorced and my dad was like, that's the greatest man I've ever met. Talking about my mom's
goodness.
Dad.
Yeah.
So a decade ago, I had this boyfriend in college and he named his car Charlotte. And I said, that's so funny. Shout out to Charlotte.
Yeah, shout out to Charlotte.
But it was yours.
I said, that's
yours
so
to
funny
use.
Because, you know, I don't know if I'll ever have kids, but if I did, I'd love to name a son after my pup-up Charlie, who I never got to meet. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I really like the name Charlotte, so I named my car Charlotte. Cut to, you know, we've been broken up for a year or so, and he got a random girl pregnant and names the daughter Charlotte and only refers to her as Charlie.
Oh!
That obsessed with you
right
that the
free.
Girl he knocked up, he named their baby after the name that he clearly got from you.
Mind you, like, I had just started dating my now husband. So we've been together for like 7 years now. So we're married. And
amazing.
But he's still in my phone hitting me up to like hang out with me. And I was like, no, that's dead and gone. And literally within a month after him texting me and trying to hang out, he's like, hey, internet, I got this girl pregnant. Surprise.
Oh.
And we're naming her Charlie. And I was like, you
We hate
I'm like,
him.
I know. You named your car Charlotte. Why are you naming your child Charlotte?
No, that's crazy. Using it for both is wild.
What a weirdo. He's clearly never going to get over you for the rest of time. And thank God you're happy and you're with your soulmate. And he sucks.
I am.
That guy
I am my
sucks.
Soulmate. He's great. And like, he ruined a lot of stuff for me. But, you know, time passes. I'm happy with everything the way it is, but I know that when he said he decided to only refer to his daughter as Charlie, he was thinking about that.
Oh, you know that's right. You know that's right, queen. You live rent-free in that man's mind for the rest of time, by the way.
You know what? I think I do a little bit. Just a little bit.
Samantha in Baltimore, what is that one thing your ex ruined for you?
So it's actually two exes, but my birthday.
Okay, now I'm pissed. What happened? What happened? How could they have ruined your birthday for you? Wait, are you talking about like this one specific birthday or now it's hard for you to celebrate birthdays?
It's like hard for me to celebrate birthdays now because of like more like trauma of disappointment.
What happened?
Destroy them.
Okay, so the first one, this was young, so like I don't blame him as much just because I'm a nice person. He took me shopping and then held over all of the shopping we did for the next 8 months. So, like, I'm a nice guy. I bought you all these things.
Ew.
If you just say you're a nice guy,
you're not a nice guy.
Also, that's right. Whack. It was your birthday. He should be buying you birthday presents. What?
And it's like, I didn't ask you to take me shopping. Like, that was your decision.
Exactly. Like, isn't that the gift? Like, wasn't that
right.
the gift?
Right. And then, yeah, he kept every receipt and, like, everything. Like, it was just weird.
That's
and
bad.
Then not long after I dated him, the next guy didn't, he, like, forgot. Like, we were away at, like, military stuff.
Yeah.
And he just disappeared the day of my birthday. Like, ghosted.
No,
turns out he was cheating.
Birthday.
He was cheating, like, all day.
He was cheating your entire birthday?
Oh.
Yeah, like we celebrated the whole birthday weekend. It was my 21st birthday.
Wait, I also got cheated on my 21st birthday.
Wait a second.
Are we secret sisters or something?
Hang on, pause. Everybody pause. What do you mean? What do you mean? Like the fact that there's some sort of connection on getting cheated on your 21st birthday, I cannot handle.
Like, why is that a universal thing?
You know what, though? You know what? My boyfriend at the time didn't cheat on me, but he did cause a scene on my 21st birthday.
Like, 21st is, like, the most cursed, and I don't know why. I am so sorry that happened to you. That is not fair.
Is it because they can't handle the fact that they're not the center of attention?
Oh, my God. Is that it?
I think so, because he ghosted. Like, last I heard from him was, like, Friday at 5 p.m., and then didn't hear from him again until, like, Sunday, like, I don't know, like, 12 p.m. Like, just, like full, like, weekend just disappeared.
Okay, disgusting.
And we were on the same dorms, but like I couldn't access his dorm because he was on the men's floor.
No.
And like I was like, dude, where are you?
Okay, wait. So X number one ruined it. X number one is blaming you for buying you a gift on your birthday. X number two is cheating on you on your birthday, and then X number three also did something to you on your birthday.
No, it was just two. I mean, other people were just like, oh, like just very like. After that, I just got really disappointed of, like, is this actually going to be, like, a nice birthday?
Yeah.
So, like, after that, like, it has improved. And it has been 10 years. So, I'm finally reclaiming my birthday back the last, like, 10 years.
Like, you should!
Yeah. Wait, when is your birthday, by the way?
My birthday is actually May 29th.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? This is for you. Literally, this is your birthday month, and we are declaring for you on the radio that you are going to have an amazing birthday, okay?
Yes. Oh, thank you.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
It does feel good to let it out, people. Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to Friday Friday. Now, Kramer is out on vacation. It's Girls Week on the show. You got me, Jess, and my friend Charlotte, and you. Now, I am a very, very emotional person, which means I will basically cry for any response to any emotion that I'm having. I'm very proud of that. Like, this is for all of my emotional, sensitive baddies as well.
Yes.
Now, the point of the game is it's basically like two lies and a truth. I'm going to tell you three different stories, and you're going to guess which one actually made me cry this week. And then if you guess correctly, you win a prize. So let's get into Friday Friday. Story number one. So, I was talking to my aunt, and she was telling me how my niece Abby is like in full teenager mode. Mm-hmm. And you know Abby, like from Dear Abby and Nieces Know Best, and now her sister Maya does Nieces Know Best with us now. Well, Abby has a chance to perform at the fair, which is obviously a huge deal when you're in eighth grade. But the performance happens to fall on the same day as her own eighth grade promotion and her sister Maya's promotion.
What is she supposed to do?
Exactly. Obviously, Abby is upset because she wants to do both, but she can't. Because if she does, then she'll miss Maya's promotion, which is not okay, right?
That's terrible.
But in like true preteen fashion, Abby's like telling my aunt, well, Maya doesn't even care if I'm there. I asked her or whatever. And my aunt said something to her that like truly stopped me in my tracks. She's like, sometimes people say they don't care when they actually do. And she may not remember every single time you showed up for her, but she will never forget the times that you didn't.
Oh, my God. God.
Bro, I was like, blink, blink. And I started crying because like, how real is that?
That really is real. Yeah. And that's a stressful worry to have.
I know. Story number two. So yesterday I was on Fox 45 talking about Fashionista. It's this amazing event in Harbor East. I'm emceeing next month, June 6th. Now, I use like a clothes rental service when I like do like fun things and everything like that. And I had ordered to rent an outfit I wanted to wear yesterday because I was talking about a fashion show and I was super excited.
Yeah.
I even paid extra to make sure it was going to get here on time, and it did not arrive.
Bruh.
Dude, so like I had to wear what I wore yesterday, which was fine, but it just wasn't what I wanted to wear.
Yeah, especially when you're excited to wear something. That's such a bummer.
Yeah, and I started crying because I was like, this is not what today is supposed to be like. Dang it. Okay, story number three. So my dad loves sending selfies to my family group chat, and they are the best. And he and my mom went out for drinks the other night, and he takes a selfie, two of them together, sends it to my sister and myself. And he goes, life's great. And it's just my two parents with like these massive smiles on their faces. And I, like, my parents have been through a lot in their life. And I'm not just, yes, in their relationship, but I'm not just talking about their relationship, yeah, but just like individually. And so when I see them genuinely enjoying life together the way they deserve to, it just, it's so special to me. And I literally started crying over this like selfie that they sent me.
Oh my God, this is hard, dude.
Is it?
I don't know. Like, I, it could be number three, because that's, I mean, you love your family.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, the, like, crashing out about the outfit is also really real.
Especially when you spend a long time looking for it.
Yeah.
And, like, curating the whole vibe.
I'm really torn on those two, frankly.
Okay. Okay.
But well, it's up to you, not me.
It's up to you. So which one is it? Story number one, two, or three? You decide. The first person that we have on hold is Joe in Whitehall. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think? Do you think it's story number one, story number two, or story number three? You know, it's kind of weird, like, me asking you. Usually, like, Kramer, like, does this kind of, like, liaison middle part, and me asking you personally, it feels a lot more intimate. I'm not going to lie. Okay, Joe, what do you think made me cry this week?
Honestly, it was tough. I could have went with any one of them, but I'm going to go with story number three, okay, the picture of your parents.
Okay, and why so?
My parents were divorced, but they happened in my 20s. So, and you had an experience as well. And everyone, I think most people want their parents to be together in the long run. So when you saw the picture, it's kind of like a real life happy ending. So that's what I'm going with.
Joe.
The way he described that was so beautiful.
No, you're making me cry in real time. I'm writing your night. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, that was, whoa, I'm kind of thrown off. Wow, are you my therapist? Okay, anyways, yeah, that was definitely it. Joe, whoa, I'm trying to keep it together, my guy. Okay, so congratulations. Yes, you won, by the way, you're the winner. 20 Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. Yes, if you are new to the show, I have shared that my parents have been married for a long time, but they got married twice. So they met when they were 16, high school sweethearts, got married really young, got a divorce and were separated for quite some time and then got back together. And I think when I just see them being able to enjoy each other, and also like they've worked so hard, like both of my parents, yeah, I grew up with them having like multiple jobs at the same time, so the fact that they can just go and like literally live it up, like wine and dine, like go have a good time, really does make me happy. So Joe, thank you for just being super awesome and listening to the show and like understanding me as a person. That was crazy that you pulled that out of the vault, and I'm genuinely crying right now. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Joe.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Of course. Happy Friday. That's Friday Cry Day on Mix 106.5.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.